Good morning. We're learning Chayodim Hechel Shabbos. We're learning Kalvav. And we finished learning Simen Chav. And Simen Chav Aleph, we deal with the Lachas of Kiddush Malkam Suda. The Chayodim will still clarify what types of foods are sufficient to be Yotzei Kiddush Malkam Suda in Simen Chav Beis. Considering the fact that we're close to the Yontif of Sukkos, and there are some unique questions of Kiddush Malkam Suda when it comes to Sukkos, so let's touch on those points. There are really two or three scenarios where Kiddush Malkam Suda comes up in regards to Sukkos. One is this issue of making Kiddush and then eating in that place, but leaving in between the Kiddush and the Suda, a person leaves the room, even though they eventually come back to that room, that's also going to be a problem of Kiddush Malkam Suda. So as much as you're allowed, we say that your scenarios you're allowed to leave, it's not a problem. So that will not undermine your Kiddush Malkam Suda from the sukkah to the bayis. So a person washes, eats, says Kiddush in the sukkah, and then goes into the house to wash. He's going to come back to the sukkah. So if the Kiddush and the Suda will be in the same place, but in between, he has left that place. So is that a problem? That's also a problem of Kiddush Malkam Suda. If the sukkah is immediately adjacent to the house, there's no airspace in between the sukkah and the house, so that's like another room added to the house. So we would have the lachos of going mechedra lechedra, which we said if a person has a tent, that does not undermine Kiddush Malkam Suda. So since the person obviously plans to make Kiddush in the Suda, then go into the house to wash and then come back, so that is the plan, to go mechedra lechedra. So that would take care of the problem of Kiddush Malkam Suda. And when the sukkah is immediately adjacent to the house. However, many times a person's sukkah is not immediately adjacent to the house. A person has to go through an airspace to go from the house to the sukkah. So at that point in time, it's like a separate building. We said that a separate building, even having a tent, doesn't help. Now the Mishnah Berurah said, that at least in a Bidyavid situation, that he holds that having a tent to go from one building to another is doable. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, we have an Eitzah. According to the Chayyadim, we don't have that Eitzah. So what should one do? So there are a few solutions. One is that after Kiddush, before everybody goes into the house, the Yotzei Kiddush Malkam Suda by eating some mazonos, or the Yotzei Kiddush Malkam Suda by drinking at least the Revias of Yayin. Each individual will drink a Revias of Yayin or grape juice before they go inside. To wash. Another possibility is that everybody washes before they say Kiddush. So everybody washes, they go into the sukkah, and they say Kiddush, and then immediately they start the meal. So there's no problem with Kiddush Malkam Suda because they did not leave between the Kiddush and the meal. So even though a person does not have that minhag the whole year, that is something which people should consider, especially if the sukkah is far away from the house, that people should wash before they say Kiddush. And that would include the Mekadosh as well. The Mekadosh as well would also wash. And it's not a hefsek between the washing and the Hamotzi saying Kiddush Matin because the Kiddush is Tzarech HaSuda. So that's not considered a hefsek. So that would be a second solution. A third solution is to put the washing station inside the sukkah. A person would run some type of a sink or basin into the sukkah where they could wash in the sukkah. Or if not inside the sukkah, but right immediately outside the sukkah, so you could still see mimakam lamakam. We said mimakam lamakam, but you can see that's not a problem of taking away Kiddush Malkam Suda because you're able to see from where you are to where the makam you were Mekadosh. So all those would be options of how to deal with this question. So in a case where the sukkah is not immediately adjacent to the house, so a person can wash beforehand, one option, so they don't have to leave in between. They could eat something which would be help let them be yotze Kiddush Malkam Suda, either mizonos or at least yayin, and they be yotze Kiddush Malkam Suda that way. They can wash immediately adjacent to the sukkah, so that they're able to be roya. According to Mishnah Berurah, we have this eitzah of if they have das even from one building to the next, it's acceptable. So those would be some ways to deal with that issue of Kiddush Makom Suda. The second issue of Kiddush Makom Suda comes up, case where they made Kiddush in the Sukkah and they started to rain. But they had not. So they made Kiddush in the Sukkah, planning to eat in the Sukkah. And then it started raining. So they want to go inside, but they have not eaten the meal yet. So they have not been yet to Kiddush Makom Suda. They made Kiddush in the Sukkah. They have to eat the meal in the Sukkah to be Yotze. In that situation, they did not plan to go inside. So they didn't plan, even if the case for the Sukkah is immediately adjacent to the bayis, you're going to have a problem of Kiddush Makom Suda. Vice versa, case where they it was raining and they made Kiddush inside and they realized that the rain has stopped. They want to go out to the Sukkah to eat the meal. But they made Kiddush in the house, so you need to meet Yotze Kiddush inside the house before you go outside because they made the Kiddush inside without intent to go outside. So all those would be scenarios where we have a concern of Kiddush Makom Suda. We'll clarify those points, Bez Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.